We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend, Miss Sammy Quiggins. Miss Sammy, how are you today?
Well, I'm thankful. I'm hunkered down and hanging on like everybody else.
We're social distancing, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Especially us old people.
That's a whole lot tougher than it sounds like it would be, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I hadn't been getting out much since I'd had some health problems and wasn't out a lot, but just knowing you don't need to at all is, and then not seeing other people too. Because I have had, you know, a lot of people stop by, a lot of people here. I don't want to share it with anybody in case I get it. I don't want them to bring it to me.
And I miss my occasional restaurant visits, too.
Oh, yes. Yes. I am so blessed that I have enough food because I always am buying this in case I want to fix this or buying that because I might want to fix that sometime. So I'm really not hurting for that. As you say, it's just knowing you don't need to get out any more than you can.
We are trying to support local restaurants a couple of times a week, even though we can't go in and sit down.
I think a lot of people are doing that. They have been, Johnson called me. We go to McGill's a lot of time on Wednesday night, the Vanlars, and he called me and I said, well, no, I've already made some chili. But I said, when they can bring the margaritas, I'm going to be waiting for that.
Well, there you go. Curbside service with a margarita wouldn't be bad.
Well, you know, I know some places are able to do that now. Mm-hmm. I think it changed the law, being as that people couldn't get out. I'm going to talk about Florida. For all my friends who are counting on going spring break and aren't going to get to go, I'm a big Florida person, as you know. We've talked about that, and I love it. I guess because of the seafood. You know, I really like Florida. Don and I, and then since I have been going quite a few times to Cedar Key, Florida, which is a little village which I've talked about before, that I really found out from my friend Charlie Monarch. Mr. Sam, his dad, used to take his boys down there fishing, and at that time, it was really just a little village. And it hasn't grown a great deal since, but during the summer, it does have a lot of tourist trade because they have an art festival and because the seafood is so good, too.
Right.
So I got some recipes there from a lady who did a cookbook. She ran a restaurant there. She was gone by the first time I went. But her restaurant was still there with a lot of her recipes. And she published a cookbook. It was very good. You would have loved, you know, the seafood. Everything was good crab bisque, you know, big old plates of 3 or 4 different kinds of broiled seafood on them. And you couldn't beat it. I have her cookbook. And I thought these people who didn't get to go to Florida, this is a baked grouper filet. And why you really don't find, well, you can get grouper here at E-Town and various places, but I have done it also with cod, you know, an Alaskan cod, a frozen fish. And this is really tasty, I think. You want to hear about it?
Absolutely.
Takes 2 cloves of garlic, 2 cups of breadcrumbs, 1 large white onion, 2 or 3 tomatoes, 2 or 3 lemons, 1/3 cup dry white wine, 1.5 sticks butter melted, and this is for 4 8-ounce grouper fillets. And I was fortunate enough to have some grouper fillets this year because my brother and my nephew went to Florida and he took a cooler with him and they brought me back some grouper fillets. But it's really good with the frozen cod fillets that we can get here. But you mentioned 2 cloves of garlic in a food processor and add 2 cups of breadcrumbs and add 1/3 cup of your melted butter. And you blend that until the crumbs are fine and coated with the butter. And then you take the rest of the butter and add the wine and 1/3 cup of lemon juice to the melted butter. And you cover the bottom of a baking dish with 1/2 of the crumbs and lay the fillets over the crumbs. And don't overlap them because you don't want them to be too thick in some places.
Right.
You sprinkle the fish with the wine mixture and slice onions, lemons, and tomato as thin as possible and alternate them in rows over the fish. And you top with the remaining crumbs. And you sprinkle with some paprika and bake approximately 25 minutes at 400 degrees. Really, really tasty. But, you know, I've been baking fish, which I think I told this on there before. Really, I got the recipe or the idea from that from my friend Thurman. But I take those cod fillets and rub them with olive oil, and then I just slice tomatoes, onions, and peppers and put on top of them and bake them for about 18 minutes. And that's a lot easier, but this other's crusty. And it's nice to have the crusty breadcrumbs on it and the butter. Fish makes you think of Florida.
It does.
I've gone to Florida when really I went down there for a stayed a week and I never ate anything but some kind of seafood.
That's one of those things where when you go to Florida, it seems like that's what you ought to be eating. And I always try to get off the beaten path. I hate to go to a chain restaurant when I can get fresh seafood off the dock or off the boat or whatever. That's the way I like to dine when I'm in Florida.
Well, Cedar Key is so little, Mike, that it doesn't have any chain restaurants. It has several, you know, locally owned ones and with different things, and of course with really good seafood. They have good seafood market there. I've cooked and stayed in a condo a lot of times, you know, where they had cooking facilities, and love that, being able to go and buy grouper, shrimp, oysters, clams, go buy all of it and fix it yourself. Because with really good fish, you don't have to do much to it.
Not really, no.
Then I've got a bacon-flavored squash recipe. You know, it won't be long till garden stuff's going to be coming in. And of course, you can get squash at the grocery now, sometimes, I guess. But when people do have squash, they have enough squash they're really glad to share with their neighbors. And this is bacon-flavored squash, and you know what we say, you can't beat bacon.
And there's no such thing as too much bacon.
Never, never too much bacon. This is 4 slices of bacon and 4 large yellow squash, and you thinly slice them. 4 green onions sliced, an egg beaten, a cup of sour cream, a half a cup of Swiss cheese, and 3/4 of a cup shredded cheddar cheese. And you cook your bacon in a skillet till it's crisp, and blot it on a paper towel, and crumble and set it aside. And you can arrange the squash in a buttered baking dish and combine the remaining ingredients, including the bacon, in a large bowl and mix well, and pour that over the squash. And you can bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. And that serves about 6. If I was eating it, it might serve 4.
Not a difficult recipe to follow, though.
Really easy. And, you know, if you don't have Swiss cheese, you can use whatever kind of cheese you've got. You know, if you've got some other kind of cheese besides Swiss, most people have cheddar, you know, all the time. But whatever you've got. These times when we are having trouble getting out and trouble getting things, you know, I always improvise on my recipes a lot.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whatever you've got is what you use. And we're really doing that now. And I do it all the time because I think, I don't have any Swiss cheese. Is that Gruyere, or what kind is that? What am I? Is that provolone? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it does come out that way. I mean, they have to say something in a recipe. You say we got time for a sweetie?
I think we do.
What about brownies?
Sounds good.
You say take a cup of butter, 4 1-ounce squares of unsweetened chocolate, 2 cups of sugar, 3 eggs, a teaspoon of vanilla, a cup of flour, a half a teaspoon of salt, and a cup of chopped walnuts or pecans. And if you don't want the nuts in there, you don't have to. I like nuts in them, but if you don't want it, you don't have to. And you melt a half a cup of butter and the chocolate together over low heat and cool. And cream the other half cup butter and sugar until it's light. And add the eggs one at a time, beating well after each. And add vanilla and chocolate and mix that well. Then add your flour, salt, and nuts and mix that until it's blended. And pour it into a greased 8x10 pan. And bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes. And you got good brownies.
Sounds good.
And you know, if you want to, you can place the brownie in the bottom of a bowl. And you can put a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, just to hide it.
And pour some fudge sauce over it.
Right.
I know, you know, that's like carrying coals to Newcastle, isn't it?
I think so. Cedar Key almost sounds like Destin 40 or 45 years ago.
Well, even further back, Cedar Key is really little. It's a little bitty town with five or six, seven, maybe more with the restaurants. You know, some gift shops, one little bitty grocery, and several condos, and one motel. I mean, it really is a little town. I can't say it's like Irvington because it is different. And in some ways, it's not as big as Irvington. There's not as many people that live there. It really was a good place to go. And at the time that I first started going down there, condos were relatively cheap to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a real boom after that. And they got tremendously high. I've had some awfully good times there, and I appreciate the Monarch Boys telling me about it.
And it sounds like you've enjoyed some very good meals there as well.
I have. I really have. There are several restaurants there that are really good, and several things they have. They have a Hearts of Palm salad that I really have never eaten anywhere else, which is a different kind of salad, and I'll give you that dessert sometime. I mean, that salad, but we can't get the Hearts of Palm because they make canned ones, but these are fresh ones they use in it. And they use an ice cream sauce kind that's got peanut butter in it, and all that's on top of lettuce, and it's a very unique dish.
Okay.
And I've seen it other places, but never any like the one there at Cedar Key.
Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com, or you can send it directly to sammyq@bbtel.com. Remember to put "Attention Skinny Cook" in the subject line, and we'll get those recipes out to you.
And you know, those old recipes that come from Florida might make you think about being in Florida, which I'm sure, I'm sorry that people didn't get to go. And you know what, yeah. I gotta say,
what's
don't ever trust that skinny cook.